Hallelujah. I welcome everyone here this morning in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Second service, I bring you greetings from Benin Republic, Cotonou. We had the most drastic program in that place. We shall be showing you the clip at the end of the service. Somebody say amen. Last week, Wednesday, we laid the foundation for today's service. And in that service, we looked at the foundation, or rather the details of the covenant of supernatural supply. And when we say covenant, or walking in the covenant of supernatural supply, most people think that the only thing it refers to was giving and receiving. But to look at various details, and among them we said the first thing was to seek first the kingdom of God. And when we do that, it says other things shall be added unto us. And number two was to set our love on God. That was the secret of Solomon. Solomon loved the Lord. And by that love, he exploded financially. Number three was to look up only to God. Looking up to no man but God, because looking to man is a curse. And then we saw that number three was to look up to God. Number four was to be committed to the covenant practice of giving. That when we are committed to the covenant practice of giving, we cannot escape receiving. And then number five was to be faithful. Walk in integrity and character, financial integrity. If God can't trust you, he can't entrust you. To be entrusted, you must first be trusted. And then number six, we talked about being diligent. God does not bless the lazy. The blessing of the Lord is looking for the work of your hands. It is part of the covenant practice to be a hard worker. Number six, seven, we talked about avoiding indebtedness. The lifestyle of debt empties tomorrow into today. Very, very serious matter. And then number eight, avoid wastefulness. We looked at all of this. I would like to appeal to everyone, if you are not in that service, to please pick up the message, go through it. No matter how small or how big you are, there is something to learn from that midweek service. Today, we shall be looking at dealing with financial limitations. This is part two, dealing with financial limitations. Our objective, first, is to understand the necessity of financial liberation or financial freedom. Why is it necessary to be financially liberated or to be financially free? Number two, we shall understand what it takes to deal with financial limitations and hardships. What it takes to deal with financial limitations and hardships. I'm sure people are still taking down what I said. Now, I might be using the same topics, or rather titles, subtitles, but I'm going to use diverse scriptures, diverse illustrations also for the sake of the message. For the importance of this message, we might just stick with what we read in the first service. Now, it is abundantly made clear in scripture that God is eternally committed to the welfare, financial welfare, and success of his people. He is eternally committed. Psalm 35, verse 27. He said, let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yeah, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Psalm 37, verse 25. And 26. I have been young and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Now, every father under heaven is interested in the success of their children. A father called me yesterday telling me how the daughter got first, second class upper, rather. in English language from the university, very excited. Everybody is excited when children do well. God is no exception. He made us in His image. Your success, your welfare, your progress is in the interest of God. And I announce today, everything that is fighting your success, fighting your progress, fighting your resources, today, that battle is over in the name of Jesus. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. Want to answer the question, what is the importance or the necessity of financial liberation? Why is it important for you to be financially successful? Number one, you are able to fulfill personal goals, visions, and aspirations with the availability of adequate resources. You are able to fulfill personal goals, visions, and aspirations if resources are adequately available. In the first service, we heard the testimony of a young lady. She gathers money from January to October, and by the time it is October, affliction will come for her mother and will wipe out the affliction, wipe out the money, so she's unable to go to school. The vision to go to school for many people had been aborted. Couldn't study medicine. They wanted to become a pilot, but they are asking them to pay 15 million per session or something. They couldn't fulfill visions, goals, and aspirations because resources are lacking. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10. It says, therefore, whatsoever your hand finds to do, do it with your might. Whatever your hands find to do. That is, you are limited by what your hand finds. There is a limitation of action if there is a limitation in provision. There is always a limitation in action if there is a limitation in provision. You are able to fulfill personal goals, visions, and aspirations with the availability of adequate resources. Number two, you are able to fulfill kingdom vision and global gospel saturation with adequate resources. You are able to fulfill kingdom vision and global gospel saturation vision with adequate resources. You are able to do what your heart wants to do for the kingdom if you have adequate money. Psalm 122 and in verse 9, David said, he said, because of the house of the Lord, I will seek your good. The New International Version said, for the sake of the house of my God, I will seek your prosperity. I want to be rich because I want to build you a house. He already said that in Psalm 122. We'll come to that later. You are able to fulfill kingdom vision and global gospel saturation vision when you have adequate resources, because he said, my city's true prosperity shall be spread abroad. Number three, you are able to be a blessing to your generation and impact the lives of the less privileged with adequate resources. You are able to be a blessing to your generation and impact the lives of the less privileged with adequate resources. Proverbs 19:17, the Bible said, he that has pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he has given, will he pay him. You are able to be a blessing to your generation and impact the lives of the less privileged with adequate resources. A young lady is a married woman now, mature woman now, and her air hostess. We flew on one of these trips, one of the crusades, and she engaged my wife and was talking about her vision, her passion to take care of widows. How did the passion come? Her father worked in Shell, and the father died when she was about 30 years old. They were enjoying life. All of a sudden, when the father died, father's brothers and sisters swarmed in on them, pushed the widow woman out, pushed the children out, took all the property. She said it was from grace to grass. They began to struggle for survival. And so she grew up with a passion. I am going to take care of widows. If this is what widows suffer in Africa, my mother suffered it. I am an orphan, I suffered it. And she took up that battle. And then her husband nearly died during the COVID period. Nearly died. So she almost became a widow herself. Husband, a big medical doctor consultant. Almost died also. And with those double calamity, oh, my father died when I was a little girl, and my mother became a widow, and they pushed us out, and we began to struggle to survive. And my husband almost died now. No. Let me begin to look for widows and take care of them. And she began to do so. Passionate about it. I spoke with her yesterday, and her husband, they were so grateful. When we heard the story, we said, we want to assist you take care of the widows as well. We sent her a little amount of money. Oh yes, to take care of her vision and passion. There are many of us who want to do what is right. You want to help and touch some people's life. But you are limited. Some people think you are wicked. You are not wicked. You have so much you want to do, but it is hard that you don't have. Can you hear it in vernacular? Hallelujah. But in the name of Jesus today, after this service is over, I see the door of resources opening. The door of finances opening. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. You are able to be a blessing to your generation. Number four, you are able to serve God freely and worship Him excitedly when you are without the distraction of lack and scarcity. You are able to serve God freely and worship Him powerfully, excitedly when you are without the distraction of lack and scarcity. There are people who want to serve God more than they are doing now, but lack will not allow them. There are those who can't even come to church on Sunday morning because of transport fare. Am I communicating? Not to talk of doing other things because of the distraction of lack and scarcity. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 to verse 30. He said, and the first of all the commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one Lord. Go ahead. And in verse 30, and thou shalt love the Lord with thy God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. Everything you have got has to focus on God. And you know that there is one thing that can make you to worship God, make you not to worship God with all your mind. Can you picture this with me? You are in the church on Sunday morning, God forbid. And you came to church because there was a quit notice. Or children are out of school. And you are thinking of where the next money is coming from. Is it possible to worship God with all your mind? All your mind. That is 100% of your mind is focused on God. No. But that distraction is over today. Can you say a louder amen? And finally, you are able to adequately represent God. Adequately. And bring Him glory. Great glory. With your results and impact. When you have adequate resources, you are able to adequately represent God and bring Him glory with your results and your impact. When you have adequate resources, you are able to represent God. People will look at you, all that seed, they will acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. We read already in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, he said, arise, shine, for thy light is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Behold, the darkness cover the earth and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And he said, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light and kings to the brightness of thy rising. If you read down forward, you realize that part of this glory is wealth. The abundance of the sea shall be converted unto thee. I'm sure you remember in Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all your needs according to the rich, his riches in glory. Glory carry riches. When your light come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, and the abundance of God can be seen upon you, there are people who want to go to church because they see your results. Let me tell you, your success is more evangelistic than your utterance. What is the meaning of that? Your success is more evangelistic than your utterance. What does it mean? Pastor,
your results outweighs what you tell people.
That's right. Your result is more eloquent than your release from your mouth. Any other person? What does it mean? That your success is more evangelistic than your utterance.
It is that your success is an amplifier of what you are.
Anything you want to say, your result has summarized it. Seeing is believing. Hey! May God give you the kind of result that will make people follow you to church. That amen can be louder. May God give you the kind of result that will shut the mouth of village, wicked villagers. May God give you the kind of result that will turn your community to Jesus Christ. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. And it is happening in this season. Shout a louder amen. Give the Lord the praise and take your seat. Now, so what are the keys, therefore, to breaking financial limitations? Number one, possess relevant revelation or insight concerning God's financial plan for his people. Relevant revelation. There is something you should know that will draw resources in your direction. Deuteronomy 29:29 gives us the connection between revelation and possession. The things that are revealed belong to us. So there is a connection between revelation, your revelation, and your possession. Depth of revelation will determine weight of possession. If your revelation is deeper, your possession will be heavier. Those who possess things and possess it massively, there are things they know that ordinary people don't know. Look at David. See what was occurring to David in 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 10 to 14. 1 Chronicles 29, 10 to 14. See David. First Chronicles 29, 10 to 14. Please listen on the screen very fast. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Everything in heaven and earth is yours. So if I am looking for things, I will look for you, not man. That's his revelation. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. Both riches and honor come from your hand. And thou reignest over all. And in thy hand is power and might. It is in your hand. And in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things come to thee. And of thine own have we given thee. Do you understand that? That is the kind of thing that was on his mind. No wonder he laid up so much abundance. Let me tell you, when you pass a person through law school, you will get a law, school of law, law faculty, and then law school later. He comes out as a lawyer, passes a person through the medical school, and he comes out as a medical doctor. When you pass through financial revelations in scripture, just let it process you. You become a financial commander. You just become a financial colossus. You are not just in financial prosperity, you are in financial authority. Those were the things that made people like Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. They searched and searched and researched and researched. What is God saying? What is the word of God saying? Until he broke the limitations of scarcity and shortage. Until enough faith is imparted. And the faith made them commanders. Until a man will give out 20 something aeroplane as gift to other people. Is it bicycle? Is it motorcycle? Bishop Oyedepo is in that realm. He read and read. He locked up himself with fasting for 3 days. Picked up the book of Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland. Show me, Lord, the secret of financial prosperity. And at the end of the day, boom, heavens open. What you know determines what you show. Don't carry an empty head and an empty hand, heart. Otherwise, it will lead to an empty hand. You need a loaded mind and a loaded heart to have a loaded hand. Am I communicating? There are things that occupy my mind that make me not to look at man or look up to man. That makes resources to flow effortlessly for the sake of the work of God and for other things. Am I communicating? I prophesy to you today, the relevant revelation that is about to break your limitation is coming your way now. In the name of Jesus. What is number two? First possess number two, change your mindset on financial resources. Change your mindset. You need to change your mind about money. In the first service, we said, you should think beyond survival. Think plenty, think abundance. But this service, let me add, possess vision that is beyond yourself. Possess vision that is beyond yourself. To connect with resources, with provision that is beyond yourself. Possess vision that is beyond yourself. Think of what to do that is beyond personal needs. Let the reason why you must get money be bigger than yourself. Be bigger than reasons that are personal. Ay, 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 ay. You want a house, you want a car, you want a job. You are thinking too low. You are too limited. David said in Psalm 122 verse 9, the NIV, we read it already. For the sake of the house of my God, I will seek your prosperity. The NIV version. And see what he said in Psalm 134 verse 1 to 5. David thought beyond himself and got abundant resources. He said, praise the Lord. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord. Which, am I reading the right passage? Go to the next verse. That's not where I want to read. Lord, remember David. Lord, remember David. Can you look at that? How he swear unto the Lord, I will not go to the tabernacle. I will not go. 32, sorry. Lord, remember David and all his afflictions. How he swear unto the Lord and vowed unto the mighty God of Jacob. Surely I will not come into the tabernacle of my house, nor go up into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes or slumber to my eyelids. until I find out a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. This was what David was looking for. It got fulfilled in some, in 1 Chronicles 29:1-5. 1 Chronicles 29:1. 1 Chronicles 29:1-5. And furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation, Solomon, my son, whom alone God has chosen, is yet young and tender. And the work is great, for the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God. That house that he said he won't sleep until he builds God a house. I have prepared for my for the house of my God, the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, and the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron, wood for things of wood, onyx stones, stones to be set, glistening stones, diverse colors of, and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones, and marble stones in abundance. Moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for the house of my God, for the holy house, of my own proper good. 3,000 talents of gold, of the gold of Ophir, 7,000 talents of refined silver, to overlay the walls of the house with all. Gold for things of gold, silver for things of silver. And who then is willing to consecrate his service this day unto the Lord? Who will follow my example? Am I communicating? When you think beyond yourself, you begin to live beyond your size. When you begin to think beyond yourself, you begin to live beyond your size, and you begin to live beyond your time. That is, by the time you have come and you have gone, there are results on ground for people to see. After today's service, you are going to note down what you want to do with your life, what you want to do with money that is beyond car, house, what you want to do if massive money enters your hand. Because what goes through your mind determines what can come through your hands. Number three, function under open heavens through the tithes. What, how do you break financial limitation? Function under open heavens through the tithes. Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 10. He say, will a man rob God? But you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed God? Thee? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. He said, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. In the first service, we saw how Abraham was the first tither, and he tithed by revelation. Nobody gave him any preaching. Just God spoke to him. And the God who spoke then is still speaking now. And he said, if we are Abraham's seed, we should do Abraham's works. Am I communicating? And if Abraham's blessings will be ours, Abraham's actions will be ours. But listen to this. The tithe connects the resources of man with the sources in heaven, or with the source in heaven. It is a connection. When the heavens open, there is a connection between earth and heaven. It's a connection between the resources of man and its source in heaven. You bring your life under an open heaven by the tithe. You bring your company under an open heaven by the tithe. You bring your ministry under an open heaven by the tithe. And the tithe is not something that is done occasionally. It is something that is done habitually. It is something that is done tenaciously. It is done something that is done perpetually. Somebody say aloud, amen. I have tithed for 37 years, since the year of 1986. I wasn't tithing before. I was tithing far before I was a pastor. I was tithing when I wasn't thinking to be a pastor at all. Open heavens. And the open heavens. Yesterday, my wife asked me of a textbook that I may have studied like 37, how many years ago? 30 something years ago. He said, there is this particular textbook. Do you remember the particular textbook that was used because she wanted to get that same textbook for one of our children in one of the medical lines? Do you remember the particular textbook, on this subject, that particular textbook? And I said, is it not so and so? And I called the name of the author on the spot. Now, I have not contacted that textbook for 30-something years. When the name came out on the spot, me myself fear. Electricity of mentality. I will open to you the windows of heaven. We're in area one, and I was welcoming newcomers, and I was shaking hands with people. And then I came to a man, and I looked at him, and I said, are you so-and-so that I met in Kaduna in the year of 1985? At that time, it may be almost like 30-something years ago. He said, what? I knew him. 30-something years, I saw him on the line, on the spot, like photograph. He said, yes, he is the one. I said, okay, you are welcome. I'm very happy to see you. Windows of heaven. Mentality opened. Ideas, innovations, concepts. Everything opens up for the man who opens the heavens. Everything. Your life opens for favor. Your grounds, your earth opens. Doors open. Doors open. Doors open. Doors open. I announce to somebody here today, the kind of door that you have not seen open before is about to open from this moment forward. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. If you are saying amen, shout the believers, amen. Give the Lord a shout of praise as you take your seat. Hallelujah. That is, you open the heavens. Number four, break hard grounds and generate harvest through seeds and sacrifice. You can break hard grounds. After you have opened the heavens, the ground need the seed. Zechariah chapter 8 verse 12. The Bible said, the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit. And the ground shall give her increase. And the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of these people to possess all these things. The seed. How many of you, in the days where we do a lot of compaction of the ground, roller, the roller has compacted the earth. And the earth is so compacted and as hard as stone. You leave it for a while. Grass started growing from the same compacted earth. For grass to grow there means there was seed there. But no matter how hard a ground is, seed can break it. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. What is the power of the seed? Seeds have captivity turnaround power. In the first service we saw that seeds can break curses. In this service I want you to know that seeds have the capacity to turn around captivities. Financial captivity. Psalm 126 verse 1. 126, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. Whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. I am tired of where I am. financially. I am tired of where I am in destiny. I am tired of where I am all around. Lord, I need a change of life. Bam! Sacrifice is key to captivity turnaround. Number five. What have we said so far? Number one is to do what? Possess relevant revelation or insight. Number two, change your mindset on financial resources. Number three, function under open heavens through the tides. Number four, break hard grounds and generate harvest through the tide. Number five, change financial attitude and practice. Financial attitude and practice. Financial attitude and practice. If you want financial limitations and hardship to break or to be lifted, there must be a change in financial attitude. There must be a change in financial practice. Proverbs 21:27. Prepare your work without. Make it fit for yourself in the field. And afterwards, build your house. Do you understand this? In another one translation, I can't remember this, which one now. Invest in your business first. After that, you can think of building a house. What is the meaning? Put money in what will bring money first before you put money in what will take money. Did you hear that? Don't build your house and establish a home until your harvests are ready and you are sure that you can earn a living. Just if you go on with this, it is enough. Put money in what will bring money first before you put money in what will take money. There are two kinds of cars you can drive. The one that bring money, the one that take money. The Bolt, the Uber will bring money. The enjoyment one will take money. The house that is for rent, for sale, will bring money. The one that you are living inside, that is NEPA bill, light bill, this bill, that bill, is taking money. Toilet, all bills. The issue is, it's not as if you shouldn't live in a house where you'll enjoy yourself or drive a car. But before you do all of that, put money in what will bring money first. Before you put money in what will take money. There are so many people who were big yesterday, but they are begging today. Because they have nowhere that they put money in whatever is bringing money. Is this good to teach this in church? Because if I teach you, give, and it shall be given to you, good measure, press down, shake it together. After you have given tithes and offering for a long time, and there is no result, you may curse the preacher. And say he's lied to you. No, you did only one part of the word without doing the other part of the word. You paid your tithe and you paid your offering. And then the rest, you use it to spend and to enjoy your life. Listen, investment is superior to enjoyment. Let enjoyment come out of your investment. Ola, ola. Let your enjoyment come out of your investment. There are young people today, he got a job of 2 million. Out of the 2 million money he got that came, he used 1.9 million to buy a car. In fact, 1.95 million. Remaining 50,000. Then he began to look for money to do registration. And insurance and all of that. And then the first day he wants to drive the car, he said, can you sew a seat for me into my life to buy fuel for my new car? What kind of wisdom is this? Anybody who has such a wisdom does not need foolishness. I didn't say anything, no. Did I insult anybody? If you have such a wisdom, don't apply for foolishness. Somebody say aloud, amen. The church, the people of God, don't be in competition with anybody. You are not anybody's mate. Let God determine your size per time. Let God determine your class per time. And for that matter, you don't know the full story of what the other people are doing. Some are selling people to get money. Some are doing all manner of terrible things. Cutting corners. Don't be in competition with anybody. Just compete with yourself. Defeat your last level. And move to the next level. Somebody bought a car. You want to buy a car. You change his car. You want to... Let them look down on you. They say, is this the kind of car you are driving? Say, yes, that's what I have for now. For your information, there are people who have, I heard the story of a young lady with $1 million. Immediately liquidatable cash available in investment. But she was still boarding train in Europe. Train from train to train. To carry out her assignments. She didn't think she needed a car yet. Not everybody trekking is a poor man. Not everybody's driving a small car is a poor man. Some are only wise people with big money. Somebody say amen. We need to change our mindset regarding. And if the only thing I say in this point is, put money in what will bring money first. Before you put money in what will take money, then I have preached, I have already over-preached in this service. Somebody say amen. Let me show you something in scripture. It will amaze you. When there was famine in Israel, in Egypt, the people kept on selling their land, selling their body, selling everything. And they came and they were asking Joseph for bread. Genesis chapter 47 verse 15. It might be a bit of a long reading. And when money failed in the land of Egypt, like it has been happening in Nigeria, and in the land of Canaan, all the Egyptians came unto Joseph and said, give us bread. Somebody say bread. What is bread? What is bread? What to eat, right? Do you plant bread? All right, let's go. Give us bread. For why should we die in thy presence? For the money filleth. And Joseph said, give me your cattle. And I will give you for your cattle. I'll give you bread for your cattle if money fail. And they brought their cattle unto Joseph. And Joseph gave them bread. In exchange for horses. And for the flocks. And for the cattle. That is, people were selling horses, cars, selling flocks, cattle, herds, for bread to eat. And that is the worst way to live. Selling things to look for what to eat. And he fed them with bread for all their cattle for that year. Keep going. When the year was ended, they came unto him the second year. And they said unto him, we will not hide it from my Lord. How that our money is spent. My Lord also has our seeds, heads of cattle. There is nothing aught left in the sight of my Lord. But our bodies, our lands, there is nothing to sell anymore except we sell our body. They've been asking for bread since. Wherefore shall we die before your eyes? Both we and our land. Buy us and our land for bread. And we and our land will be servants unto Pharaoh. Now look at what they are asking now. Not bread anymore. And give us seed. That we may live and not die. That the land be not desolate. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. For the Egyptians sold every man his field because the famine was sore in the land. Prevailed over the land. So the land became Pharaoh's. Verse 21. And as for the people, he removed them to the cities from one end of the borders of Egypt, even to the other end thereof. Now jump to verse 23. Then Joseph said unto the people, I like you to see this and don't miss it forever. Behold, I have bought you this day and your land. I have taken everything you have from you. Lo, here is bread for you. Go and eat. Joseph was saying, let me help you. You kept on coming for bread. You ate it, it finished. You ate it, it finished. You ate it, it finished. Instead of allowing all of you to just die like that, I will not give you bread to eat anymore. Here is seed for you. Not to eat, seed to sow the land. And when you have the increase, verse 24, and in the increase of it, when you get the harvest from that seed I gave to you, fifth part, that's 20% shall be your tax for Pharaoh. 20%. If the government can demand 20%, is it too much for God to demand 10? 20% shall be your tax. Then 80% shall be for you. And then the one that is for you, your priority first will be for seed for the field. Before food. I preached many years ago, I call it Joseph wisdom. Joseph financial wisdom. This is there. And I think that book must come out. Do you understand that? Joseph was telling them his secret. This is how I live. This, you have been asking me for bread. You see, for as long as it is bread you are looking for, you will never get that increase. As long as it is what to eat, what to wear, what to drive, you are looking for, there will be no end of lack. No end of scarcity. But when you begin to look for what to invest, when you begin to look for what to plant, and you will notice, this was the last time they came to Joseph. They didn't return back again because they got the secret. And you are getting the secret free of charge in second service. Look for the money that you will invest in the business. When the harvest comes, number, the first thing to do is your obligation, your tithe, your tax. The next thing is not even what to eat yet. It is what to further plant. Set aside what to further reinvest to bring more money. Before you think of food for yourself, place it there, verse 25. Food for yourself. And the four parts shall be your own. The first priority again, after the harvest came from the seed, to sow the field, and then you can think of food for yourself, for your household, and for your little ones. If you function like this, money will be the one begging for you. Poverty will be history forever. Look at your neighbor and say, are you looking for bread or you are looking for seed? Look at your neighbor and say, seed will bring bread, but bread cannot bring seed. Somebody say, with bread, the scarcity continues. But with seed, the scarcity is over. I think I might as well drop the microphone and let's share the grace. Hallelujah. When you hear a word like this, you need a very thunderous hallelujah response. Who is the one to give that? Go ahead! Shout! Shout!
Hey, 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 hey. The number six is what is going to show you what to do with number five. Connect and receive divine direction. Lord, where am I to invest this seed? This investment. Show me where my harvest will come from. Show me where I will have the highest returns on investment. Show me where my resources is. Show me my brook charity. Show me. Listen, divine direction is the channel for divine provision. Divine direction. I said in the first service that divine direction is doorway to financial liberation. Now I'm saying that divine direction is the channel of divine provision. And listen to this. Divine direction is cure for financial limitation. Divine direction is cure for financial limitation. There is a dream God may give you in the night. There is a word you may hear. There is an idea that may come upon you. While you are sitting in the service and the preaching is on, there is a word, a revelation that may come that will show you where to put your money, where to put that seed that will bring back the harvest. Somebody say a loud amen. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to verse 7, we saw this story of the prophet's widow that received the direction from Elijah to get vessels, and he showed her what investment was in her house, and she was pouring oil, and the oil continued to multiply. In Luke chapter 5 verse 4 to 6, we saw the breakthrough of Peter, how he toiled and caught nothing, and he got a direction from the Lord, and that direction gave him an explosion. You see, the way God leads a person into ministry, in the same manner God can lead you into business, into your line of business, your line. Which one is my line? The way God convicts you to know who to marry, in the same way, God leads you. God guides his people, as many as are led. Romans chapter 8 verse 14, by the Spirit of the Lord, they are the sons of God. Sonship is a function of guidance. There is a place you put your money, your money is wiped out. There is a place you put your money, people will think you are a magician. You are not a magician, you only went where God wants you to go. If you must find still waters, the Lord must be your shepherd. There are many people who are laboring behind troubled waters, troubled business. The Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down beside in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. If you must locate the still waters, you must be guided by the shepherd. If you must find business that will not give you hypertension, that will not cause you to die before your time, that will not bring you into the midst of fraudulent people, you must be guided by the shepherd. Magana. Multiplied Magana. Magan. Magan. Maganus. Maganganu. Do you understand what I'm saying? A man in Kenneth Hagin's ministry said he had never done a wrong investment. Even Kenneth Hagin asked him, how is that possible? The man said, it's very simple. I have an upper room in my house. When I encounter a business, I go up there. And I say, Lord, is this business a business I am to do? He said, when I get a green light, I go ahead. When I get a red light, no way, no go. When I get a yellow light, I wait. Oh yes, he was able to distinguish three things. Green light, go ahead. Red light, danger day, danger day.
that is no go. Yellow light. I'm not sure. Should I go into this thing? I cannot tell whether I have peace or I don't have peace. Wait. For doing that, the man didn't invest in one wrong investment all his business life. Not one, by mistake. You will not miss it another time. And I speak right now. The relevant direction that you need in your life is released now. May God show you the area of business that your money is tied. May God show you the services or the career that holds your resources. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, number 7. Confront every known limitation of your life and destiny by the power of God. Every known limitation. Did you know, or you got to know, that people from your family don't reach a certain level, or they reach a certain level of resources, and then they begin to crash down to zero. They become important first, and then all of a sudden, they reduce back to zero, or when they are becoming important, they are cut short before their time. When you understand things like that, you confront them, and that is why we are here this morning. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 18 to 21, he said, "Then lifted I up mine eyes and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angel that talked with me, What be this? And he answered me, These are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Scattered them. And the Lord showed me four carpenters. Then said, What come this to do? And he said, saying, These are the horns which have scattered Judah, so that no man can lift up his head. There are families where nobody is anybody. No man can lift up his head. But these carpenters have come to scatter them, to cast out the horns of the Gentiles, which lifted up their horn over the land of Judah to scatter it. Today, the carpenters of God shall walk in this service. And every horn of the Gentile, every force of hell that say you should not lift up your head, by the anointing and by the working of the carpenters, they shall be scattered. If you believe that, say aloud, amen. Two things I said. First, identify the limitations. In confronting them, you identify them first. Identify the limitations of your life and your destiny and deal with them at the place of prayer through the word. Zechariah 1:18 to 21. Identify them. What are the things fighting my life and my destiny? What are the things fighting my family? We dealt with many of them last Sunday, and we can follow up on them today. That's number one. Number two, connect with the ministry of your prophet to break those limitations. Connect. Hosea chapter 12 verse 13, he said, by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Connect with the ministry of your prophet. The ministry of your prophet. The ministry of your prophet to break those limitations. And I decree they are broken. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Write down two conclusions. One, financial liberation is possible. One, financial liberation is possible. Number two, but you must release aggression in order to experience liberation. For from the days of John the Baptist till now, Matthew 11:12, the kingdom suffer violence, and the violent take it by force. But you must release aggression to take your possession. I can't remain at this level. I can't be in a church like this, hearing all this word, and remain where I am. I
I refuse to dry beside the water. I refuse to be hungry inside the restaurant. Stand up on your feet to the shout of praise. I refuse to die of thirst inside the river. I refuse to die of hunger inside my mother's restaurant. Perceiving all the aromas and food is ready. Even though it's not the story of that manager that ate up his pepper soup. That's not the case I'm talking about. The man used to be near our house in those days. He used to sell pepper soup. Any day you are passing, his mouth is moving. Himself was the first beneficiary of his business. Until after a while, there was no pepper soup joint anymore. He ate it up. That's not the one I'm talking about. I cannot forget that man. I wish I can look at him and ask him what happened. Hallelujah. Somebody blessed today, say amen. Amen. Lift up your two hands and let's pray the prayers we prayed in the first service. Say, Father, I thank you for your word unto me today. Father, thank you for your word to me today. I have received your word and I believe my life can never remain the same. Thank you, Lord, for this word. And thank you because it is established in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name, the Lord has answered. Lift up your hands and say, Father. Now I'd like you to pray with all the brutality you possess. Say, Father, I come before you today to reject every yoke of limitation, every financial limitation on my life, on my destiny. Every altar of limitation, every blood sacrifice, fighting financial resources in my life, every spell of empty-handedness in my life, today I reject you, I refuse you. Every altar fighting my resources, today I command you, catch fire. Now, say Father. Again, say Father. Amen. Again. Again, say, Father, I come before you today to reject every yoke of limitation, every financial limitation on my life and destiny, every altar of limitation, every blood sacrifice, fighting financial resources in my life, every spell of empty-handedness in my life. Today, I reject you. I refuse you. Every altar fighting my resources. Today, I command you, catch fire. Now, open your mouth and pray. and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
We ask
that you release
the carpenters
of God
today
to scatter
every horn
that has come
to bend my life
and limit my destiny.
Oh, you carpenters
of God,
go forth
and scatter
these horns
of the Gentiles
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
We want to pray for the judiciary of our nation. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 5 to 6. In that day shall the Lord of hosts be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment to him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. You are going to pray and say, Father,
Father,
we pray
for
the judiciary
in our nation,
Nigeria.
We ask
that you release
upon them
the spirit
of judgment
to deliver
the right judgment
in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
say, Father,
we pray
for the judiciary
in our nation,
Nigeria.
We ask
that you release
upon them
the spirit
of judgment
to deliver
the right judgment
in this season.
Oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus,
open your mouth and pray. Precious name. We are praying the second part. Say, Father.
Father.
We ask.
We right.
Let's read the passage. He said, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. With my soul have I desired thee in the night. When thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Say after me. Say, Father.
Father.
We ask
for
the drastic
manifestation.
Of your judgmental power
against
the wicked
in our nation
in this season.
Arise
in judgment,
Lord,
so that our nation
can
learn righteousness
in Jesus'
name. Say,
Father,
we ask
for
the drastic
manifestation
of your judgmental
power
against
the wicked
in our nation
in this
season.
Arise
in judgment,
O Lord,
so that
our nation
can learn righteousness
in Jesus'
name. Open your mouth and pray.
Pray.
Jesus' precious name.
We'll pray for the judiciary one more time and then pray for ourselves for impartation because of the critical nature of the assignment. But take your seat and let us look at this call, admonition unto justice. prayed for the judiciary and we are still about to pray for them, I'd like you to look at this admonition unto justice. We just stepped out of a season of a most wonderful, amazing, unbelievable, awe-inspiring electoral season in the history of our nation. We probably have not had its type since the inception of our nation. There have been electoral tribunals set up and many are seeking for justice from the state assembly elections all the way to the presidential election. It is my humble prayer for our highly respected and respectable administrators of our justice system, our lordships, who sit in judgment, to receive grace and help from God to do the right thing in this season. But being overwhelmed with the enormity and sensitivity of the task ahead and the possibility of pressure from different quarters to have their way, what will you do? It may be very challenging at a time like this, but what will you do? What can you do? One, whatever you can defend at the end of your life, before God, the judge of all judges, the Lord of all lords, do it. Two, whatever you will be proud of yourself for at the end of the day, do it. Three, whatever your children and family can be proud of you for at the end of the day, do it. Four, whatever you want your nation and your generation to remember you for, do it. Five, whatever will leave you with zero regrets at the end of your life's journey, do it. Six, whatever you will do again in 50 years' time, if you were to live your life over, do it. Seven, whatever you will do, if neither fear, finance, nor favor is a consideration, do it. Eight, whatever will provoke for you the applause of both God and man, do it. Nine, whatever is in the spirit of justice, fairness, and good character, do it. 10. Whatever will not haunt your conscience for years to come, do it. 11. Whatever does not constitute the miscarriage of justice and the abortion of truth, do it. 12. Whatever will increase the confidence of the nation and the world in the impartiality and integrity of the Nigerian judiciary, do it. 13. Whatever will increase the respect, regard, dignity, and value of the Nigerian judiciary in the eyes of the nation and the world at large, do it. 14. Whatever does not lead to the vindication of evil and the vilification of good, do it. Whatever will not justify evil and crucify good, do it. 15. Whatever will constitute a positive and transformative reference and authority for generations to come, do it. The following scriptures might be helpful in assisting positive action. First, James 4:17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Knowing the right thing to do and not doing it is sin. Second, Exodus 23:2, God's Word Translation says, never follow a crowd in doing wrong. When you testify in court, don't side with the majority to pervert justice. The Bible in basic English says, don't be moved to do wrong by the general opinions or give the support of your words to a wrong decision. The meaning is, allow nothing to move you to pervert justice. Third scripture, Isaiah 5:20. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Meaning, it is simply a curse to
to call white black and black white, to infer directly or indirectly that wrong is right and right is wrong. We are called not to do anything extraordinary. We are called just to do the right thing. Just the right thing. The Lord help us all. Amen. Stand up on your feet. Look at your neighbor, say just the right thing. Nothing beyond the right thing. Nothing extraordinary. Do just the right thing. Let's pray for the judiciary again and say, Father, we pray for the judiciary of our nation. We ask that you release upon them the spirit of judgment to deliver the right judgment in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, place it on the screen. Say, Father, we pray for the judiciary of our nation, Nigeria. We ask that you release upon them the spirit of judgment to deliver the right judgment in this season. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Very soon it will be cut out. Pass it to any lordship you know. Any learned, senior learned friend you know. The Bible said the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. The word of God is powerful enough to defend itself. Let it go and let it go. But we believe the right thing shall be done at all levels. In the name of Jesus. Are you ready for God's impartation on your life? Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. Lift it high up. Lift it high up. Lift it high up. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Get set to receive something. Your hands high. Say, Father, lay your hands on me and let every yoke of limitation be broken right now. Father, please lay your hands on me and let every yoke of limitation be broken right now. Lift your hands high. in the praise. It is done.
You are worthy.
While that song is on, if you got a testimony already in the service, quickly step forward here and let us just 2 minutes, and then we shall sit down and then do one or two more things, and we are through. Celebrate God. 2 minutes. You had a testimony, let's go. God gave you an encounter, a healing, a deliverance, let's go. For the sake of redeeming and rescuing time, stretch your 2 hands in front of you. I prophesy upon your hands. I declare that the harvest will look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. What is yours, no devil shall keep back from you. In Jesus' precious name, pick out your offerings. While that is happening, let the crusade clip of Cameroon, Benin Republic be on. Please go ahead and let us have the clip. Once your offerings are up, you can lift it up if you have it.
You get the word that God was releasing healing for one Michael that came here with a growth. This is the Michael you mentioned about, sir.
Hey, are you just speaking and looking like that?
He told me that the growth has been here since childhood. Since childhood.
The growth has been with him since childhood.
Yes, sir.
For 22 solid years.
For 6 months, Papa Christopher couldn't lift the right hand.
For six months.
As soon as you mentioned healing was happening,
la guérison,
the hand received healing. Now he can move his hand.
Il a reçu la guérison,
le pied. Are you just looking like that?
He does double miracles.
Double miracle.
For more than 5 years, he has been impotent.
What are you telling me? I knew of it before you mentioned it. I was about to announce it.
As soon as you mentioned healing, and you are sinking the past through his body.
Eh?
And then there was vibration.
Apart from the hand, he had been important for how long?
More than 5 years.
More than 5 years.
Yes, sir.
And just now, what happened?
Electricity.
Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola, hola, hola. Hola.
Pastor said he's aware of her case. He brought her yesterday.
And you are aware. 2 years
bleeding.
Non-stop.
I brought her with my sister yesterday.
And he just
dried
up like that.
Are you just sitting and looking like that?
Sir, you gave the word that God was healing blindness. Couldn't see without the aid of her glasses for the past 5 years.
Without the glass, no sight.
No sight.
At all.
Without the glass, no sight at all for 15 years.
Since 2.
Yes, sir. She told me that as you gave the word, they removed their glasses and they began to see very clearly.
Are you just sitting and looking like that? I mentioned somebody who did that something to see.
Yes. A good prophetic word. You said that a lady whose name begins with C, with a lump in the right breast, as you mentioned the word, the pain for 3 years, lumps and the pain, they turned back to hell and she was healed instantly.
And the name is
Celine.
Celine. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.
Power of Holy Ghost.
Surgery, it does swollen again, but right now the swelling is gone and the pain is gone.
Swollen scrotum for 3 years.
For 3 years.
Tout complet. Mais après la prière, cela disparu.
Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus. more than Joseph. He had suffered insanity for 4 years.
Oh my God.
This is his mother. They forced him to come here tonight. While you were ministering, he said, I've returned to myself.
He said with his mouth.
Yes, sir.
Cobweb was unrolled out
of his body.
Just now.
Just now.
All of you, heal. Wave your hand. Let the devil see and cry.
Balance for me.
Wave your hand. Let the devil see and cry.
Balance for me. Balance for me.
I am a sinner. I need your help. Come into my life. I release the fire of God upon Benin Republic. In the name of Jesus. And I release this fire on Seven. In the name of Jesus. By the reason of this anointing. Every covering of your life is removed right now. All lights are not off. I show you all your touchlight.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand. We serve a very, very mighty God. The crusades that you see cost millions per crusade. We just came back from Ghana last week. One person took over the bill of everything. Okay? And I'm saying this. I believe that the Lord will lay it in the hands of people to be a part of these crusades. We also talked about the bus transportation. Last week, they brought me a check to sign for a bus that the church was about to buy. And I told them, no, let's spare the church of this one. Let's take care of this one. And that was what happened. I believe that also many of us will begin to, by ourselves, that's the boss they are showing, by ourselves to say, Lord, I want to be instrumental in doing one thing or the other. I want to be instrumental in assisting people to be transported to church. I want to be instrumental in one thing or the other. And I believe that the Lord will help us to do so. We talked about the bus transportation is almost 7 million a week. We have extra buses which we rent. Apart from ours, it's like 2 million to bring people from diverse places in town. You can make a commitment towards that. The crusade commitment, when I saw the bill in the first service, I told the accountant, I said, go and break it down so I can next time announce and say, this one is for transportation, this one is for logistics, this one is for that, so that we can have it, because it's very, very massive. Very, very, very massive. But God has been providing and doing all that by himself. But I want us to be involved. You can say, crusade monthly. I want to make so-and-so commitment monthly for crusades. Or I want to make so-and-so commitment monthly or weekly for bus transportation of brethren to church. And the Lord will bless you. You contribute to the salvation of the lost. One man used to give us his aircraft. The aircraft went for maintenance. But he gave it to us. One time, I think he gave us two at once for one of the crusades. And he said, Pastor, I'm not going to collect any money from these. Just tell God all the souls that were won. Let him allocate only one to my account and my children. Do you see the heart? Let just one soul be allocated to me and my family, that we contributed to the winning of this one soul. And that is enough for us. That's the kind of evangelistic heart some people have. And I believe that God will give each one of us the heart to do one thing or the other in that category in Jesus' name. Last Sunday, we talked about sacrifice regarding the evil foundations. And today we also mentioned that if the Lord leads in your heart to do any of those, ensure that you have done that. Have we taken the offering? Have we lifted the offerings? Father, multiply the offering of everybody. You can pick it up together with your sacrificial giving and anything you have addressed. Father, we ask that you multiply harvest to every giver and let your hands lift and never drop to beg. In Jesus' name, amen. Just a moment. Those watching online, please see the details of giving on the screen. And then the week is going to be an explosive time in God's presence. It's the last week of March. Wednesday midweek service is the last of the month. But Friday is a crossover night. Somebody say crossover. We are crossing over from March into April, from the first quarter into the second quarter. It's 31st. We start the all night in March and end the all night in April. Isn't that wonderful? And so ensure that you come. We have a lineup of music. Above all, we are celebrating the God of wonders. We want to do a praise warfare.
so that God can step down and visit our nation and change our situation at this junction. Everyone who is here, you are invited. Those watching from around the world, you are invited to come this Friday. Coming Sunday is the blessed Sunday for the month of April, for the second quarter. And I believe your life will never remain the same. After we take this testimony, I'll call for those who want to give their lives to Christ. And then we'll quickly do dedications. Please, when the dedication of children start, don't go. Celebrate with those who celebrate so that God can make you to celebrate. In Jesus' name. Please, very fast. Next Sunday, I can assure you we'll close as timely as we did in the first service. But today is special for the sake of what we are dealing with. Yes, go ahead.
Sir, our brother said he went to the East last year to dedicate one of his sons. And when he came back, the right shoulder towards the chest, yeah, got swollen. Since last year, couldn't lift it up. But as we began to pray now, battling altars of limitation, he felt cold water on his body.
And it is lifted.
Yes.
Every altar is set on fire. Jesus' precious name. Yes, quickly.
Our brother Odion said, working in a very good establishment, 9 months ago, his friend lured him into drugs. As he began to take the drugs, he lost his job, lost his house. They are living in one shack. He said he keeps seeing you every night, telling him to come to church. Last night, Saturday night into this morning, they dug a grave and they were pushing him into it. And you stood and asked him to go back. So he decided to come to church for the first time. And as he came with the pain on the back. Right now, the pain has appeared. He has given his life to Christ.
When you see a matured man like this crying, they lured him into drugs and he lost everything. It is well with you. A new day is upon you. In Jesus' precious name. Break! Ushers, I want you to do your work at this time. Please, please, please. It's distracting to see movements. Yes.
Our brother said, Brother Yoko said, while you were praying...
No, I want him to be out here for the sake of the altar call. All right.
While you were praying for the nation and for the judiciary, the Lord opened his eyes and he saw our leaders taking our money to other nations to invest. At a particular time, the nations became angry and drove them back to Nigeria with the stolen funds.
That shall happen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. And the Lord grant you your own heart's desire. All movements at the goodness gate stop. Yes, go ahead.
Sister Precious and her family members have been living in want. Eating from hand to mouth. Nothing to show for it. Many of them are out of work, out of school. Nothing have been working in the family. As she started break, she fell under power and saw herself in a forest in her village. Herself and her 8 siblings tied to a big tree. Suddenly, God's servant appeared and cut off the chain. And the big tree caught fire. And all of a sudden, he saw 2 men, a man and a woman, ran out of the tree. And as they were running, they fell into a ditch. And her deliverance has come.
Family deliverance is happening for somebody here. You are free in Jesus' name. Yes.
Our sister Anastasia said 3 years ago in the dream of the night, a rat appeared to her and suddenly turned into a woman that collected a car from her. 3 months down the line, the woman appeared again in form of a rat that changed to a woman again and showed her a key and said, this is a key of your second car that I had collected. She said, it's been up and down, but in the midst of the service, at a shout of fire, she saw that rat jump out from her and was limping and walked away. And she knows
heart
that
was limping. The purpose of rat is to be roasted. Cannot live. Let the rat be roasted in the name of Jesus. And the keys taken from you, receive them back in the name of Jesus. The rest of you, your testimonies are permanent. Very, very quickly, you are here this morning. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. Pick your Bibles and bags and quickly step forward here. You are saying, Pastor, I am a sinner. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord over my life. Quickly, I give you the count of 7. And run to the frontier quickly. 1, 2. All right, let me do it another way. Keep running. While these are coming, I want to lead a prayer right now. Anywhere you are seated, God bless you. Anywhere you are seated, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. Place your hand on your chest. All right, keep coming. Those already coming, keep coming. And say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life. make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.